Kristi Noem, Virginians should be alarmed over Governor Abigail Spenberger refusing ICE detainer for illegal alien accused of murdering Stephanie Minter. By John Binder on March 5, 2026. Outgoing Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem says Virginians should be alarmed over Governor Abigail Spenberger's seemingly refusing to honor an Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detainer against a repeat criminal illegal alien now accused of murdering 41-year-old Stephanie Minter, a mother, in a random attack in Fairfax County. As Breitbart News reported, 32-year-old illegal alien Abdul Jalouk of Sierra Leone was arrested by the Fairfax County Police Department and charged with stabbing Stephanie Minter, a mother, to death at a Fredericksburg, Virginia, bus stop in a random attack. Jalouk had more than 30 prior arrests before Minter's murder. But Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney Steve Descano repeatedly dropped charges against him. ICE officials have lodged a detainer against Jalouk, requesting Fairfax County officials to make sure he is not released from jail at any time and instead turned over to their custody. A spokesperson for Spanberger's office suggested she will only honor the detainer if ICE agents secure a criminal judicial warrant from a criminal court judge, a standard that is not required by law. Noem, who was ousted by President Trump from her post at DHS on Thursday and will leave the job at the end of this month, told senators earlier this week that Spanberger's demanding a criminal judicial warrant for Jalouk is shocking. In that situation in Virginia, the people that live there should be alarmed that they don't have a governor that can make common sense decision like that. That we don't want someone like that on the streets impacting the safety of the people of Virginia, Noem said. As Breitbart News has detailed, sanctuary states and cities often claim they will work with ICE only if agents secure a judicial warrant against an illegal alien. Former immigration judge Andrew Arthur has noted that no such warrants are required by law and, in fact, do not exist. Jalouk first crossed the southern border in 2012. His prior arrests include charges for rape, assault, malicious wounding, firing a weapon, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, identity theft, drug possession, larceny, and pickpocketing. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.